Okay, I'm gonna read Psalm 150, and then I'm gonna pray. Okay, are you guys open there?
Yep.
Oh wow.
Wait, where?
Psalm 150.
That's Isaiah.
There we go. I feel like I should.
Praise the Lord.
We'll figure out it.
Guys, be respectful.
What page is this?
It's on.
What?
303. You guys got that?
150.
Hey, we all there?
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with a trumpet sound. Praise him with a lute and harp. Praise him with a tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. What do you know about those tambourines, Luke?
Let's pray. Oh. Dear God, thank you for this message tonight, and thank you just for letting us be here. And please let you speak through me tonight, and let us learn what it means to praise you, and let us just have a great time of fellowship tonight and have some fun. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so last summer, I went on the Atlantic City trip that not many of you guys went on. Only just Silas, Gio, and Grace went on. And somewhat Sean, but...
Somewhat
Sean, but I would say that trip was one of the best trips that I've went on. And I didn't think it was going to be that great. But then as I met the people there, and then I met some people named Jack. He was an awesome swimmer, and he just had a really, great heart for the Lord. And all these different people are just, around our age, too. So, and then Peter. Peter was a great guy. He was always made everyone laugh. And he was just a cool dude. And Drew was the only one that was not another student, but he was the leader of the other church that also went. And he, just talking to him, he was very on fire for God. And there were relationships that grew that I had too. Bubba, who I never really talked to that much in our church, Mr. Crandall, for you guys that don't know, he's a really great guy. And he has a lot of wisdom, and I never really talked to him that much until the trip, and I kind of regret not talking to him before the trip, but he's just a really great guy. And Logan Sanders, too. I didn't really fully know him that much, but then on that trip, that's when I really got to know him, and his, getting to know God, really. And Gio... kind of just always thought of you as just a friend, but I always thought of you as a friend, but we never really talked about God the way that we did on that trip either. And then I thought that was really cool. Grace, thought that was
I ship.
Oh nah. I thought it was having you was really fun too, because it didn't feel like we had any leaders on our group, like I said before. I thought we were all mainly friends, and same with Silas too. And just hearing you was really great for me. And then the environment that I was in too, it just felt like around me was so terrible, it felt like. But then when we went in, we realized that it's really not that bad. And those people that were listening to us, the Bible clubs that we had with the little kids, they were just so acceptive of what we were teaching them, and they wanted to learn more about God in a way that we made it fun for them. And I just thought that was really awesome. And I praise God for that. And like in the passage, it talks about praise a lot. Do you guys know what praise means? You guys can raise your hands if you want.
Maybe like worship or like ask for something?
Yeah, close, yeah.
That deserves... Celebrate.
Oh, that was great. Thanks. I don't really need money. Keep your money, please.
He's going to pick it up later.
I'll get it later. What does praise mean?
Celebrate.
Yeah. Sure.
Praise is like giving thanks.
Yeah, there it is. Who said that? Thanks?
Me.
Thanks? Praise is described in Psalm 100, verse 4. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Praise is thanking God for who he is, what he does, and what he's going to do. And sometimes we always like to, or we don't always like to praise God, though. And then we kind of like get blinded by what, by who God is, really. And then we like to like go to other things to fulfill us. And I guess like some things that can do that is like boyfriend or girlfriend, sports, school, and you can like, I guess you, something that could describe like your life too is being like bound by that. So if you go and look for praise towards your like boyfriend or girlfriend or any of those, then, and you give like all your praise to that, then that kind of shows what your life is like bounded by, if that makes any sense. So if our life is bounded by God, if our life is bounded in Christ, and that's what we're giving our praise to, then God is like in our roots, if that makes any sense. And the next thing that I have is, where should we praise God?
Church.
Church, sure.
Your bedroom.
Oh,
on the way to school in the morning. In your car.
Anywhere and
everywhere. What did you say?
He didn't say not one word.
Your house, good.
Anywhere.
Even a random
one. I thought, sorry.
Anywhere? At school.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Everywhere.
Everywhere, good.
Anywhere.
That was kind of what he said.
Oh, okay. At the gym. What?
Like, Richie, what were you going to say?
If you have, like, any time, like, throughout your day, like, on a short ride or in the car.
Even if you do.
Good, good. Anywhere. I don't have any more lollipops left, so I'm sorry. In verse 1, it says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens. At the time when they wrote this, the sanctuary was really like the only like place where like you could go, or not to worship God, but it was just kind of the only place that you could pray. I don't know how to describe it, but at the time, but now that's like fulfilled, and we can worship like him everywhere because he's omnipresent. I don't know if you guys know what that word means, but that means he's always, yeah, always there. Yeah. So, and the importance of that is we can worship with other people too, and praising God with other people is like one of the most like powerful ways that we can worship God and praise him. And that's like another thing that I was also focusing on when I was making this, is I couldn't really like pull apart what praising him and worshiping that meant. And I still think it's like kind of hard to wrap my head around it, because I thought that like praise was more like thanking God and worshiping was just like singing to him. But it can kind of like be like bounded together too sometimes, which I think is pretty cool. I guess lastly, why do you guys think that Jesus is worthy of our praise?
For dying on the cross for us.
That's pretty good. I can't really beat that.
Yeah. No one can.
Anyone else?
For loving us unconditionally.
That's good too.
Oh, okay.
That's the creator of the universe.
Yeah.
He beat me.
He made each and every one of us. And just the way he wanted us to be, he loves us just the way we are. Even if we don't live so.
Something that me and Gio and Silas we have a Bible study that we have together, but if you just turn to a random page in the New Testament, you guys can also find like so many descriptions of who God claims he is. So if you guys want to, we can do that. Thought it was pretty fun. All right, yeah. You guys can flip to any random page in the New Testament and then just shout out who God calls himself to be.
Oh, I flipped to when he was arrested. That's interesting.
Wow.
Oh, he resurrected.
He resurrected.
He walks on water.
Walks on water. Anything? Flip to later in the Bible. Towards the end of the Bible.
His kingdom shall not be destroyed.
Kingdom shall not be destroyed.
Miracles?
Miracles?
He's a healer.
He's a healer.
Son of man.
He's a, yeah. Son of man.
Son of man. The kingdom.
Kingdom. Comes to save the world.
Healer.
Healer.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
That's a nice long one. He calls sinners to himself, not the righteous.
He's the light of the world.
Teacher.
Teacher.
Ooh.
He's the
dude. That's good.
What was that? Yeah. Just a couple more.
Christ. Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Jesus is the
Oh my goodness, Silas, I found your name.
Nice. Any more that we can find or no? Any more we can find? God is
cornerstone.
I have used powerful. God is all these wonderful things. And we can praise him for what he has done, as like he resurrected from the cross. He did all these miracles. He did all these like wonderful things, and he did them for us. And I feel like no one else can even like come close to the friendship we have with Jesus. And I think that we should praise him for who he's going to be too, because not only did he die for our sins that we did already, but he died for them for the sins that he already knows that we're going to do later. And I just think that's really cool too. All right, let's pray, and then I'll break up into small groups. Dear God, thank you for this day, and I thank you for just who you are and who you made us. And thank you for letting us be in your kingdom, and thank you just for letting us be here tonight, and thank you for creating us, thank you for healing us, thank you for being almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. I thank you for just being our hero, and amen.